ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नर चैव देवी सरस्वती व्यसं ततो दयामुदीरये नष्टपायेस्तु अभद्रेस्तु नित्या भगवतां सेवया भगवतामुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिभवति नैश्चिके कृष्णाय वसुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्द गोपकुमारय गोविन्द नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। गुड मॉर्निंग। So this morning we'll be going through the other side of the coin. The previous side was the both get a cause. So now the cause has been ratified and they're giving their obeisances to the Lord. Just like we see the farmer is struggle to plant. At one point, they begin to reap what they have planted. So in the previous test, we see how none of the money gave them cause because of their improper acts. Now, the Lord has given mercy to them, glorification, obeisances will be going through. So I will take the sloka. The title of the chapter you all know, Deliverance of the Yamuna Arjuna tree. So we are taking text 33, Canto 10, chapter 10, text 33. Tasmae tumbhyam bhagavate vasudevya viryase atmayuta guni chanae mai brahmine namaha. Translation. O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sankarsan, the origin of creation. And you are Vasudeva, the origin of the Chaturvyuha. Because you are everything, and are therefore the Supreme Brahma, we simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Instead of trying to understand Krishna in detail, it is better to offer respectful obeisances unto him. For he is the origin of everything, and he is everything. Because we are covered by the material modes of nature, it is very difficult for us to understand unless he reveals himself to us. Therefore, it is better for us to acknowledge that he is everything and offer obeisances unto his lotus feet. Om Agyana Timiran Jansyan Janan Janan Shulakshaya Shakshuro Minitan Yena Tasmae Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutane Shimanti Bhakti Vidanta Swami. So before we proceed this discussion this morning, I'd like to seek the blessings of my higher authority, Please give me your assurance that I should be able to say something so wonderful for my purification also. So in the previous text, which is text 32, we hear something from there. I will read it loud. O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore, who, trapped by a body of material quality in this material world, can understand you? So in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada like give us a benediction. What is that benediction? Instead of trying to understand Krishna in details, it is better to offer our respectful obeisances unto him. So a question might arise from what we have here. Between Srila Prabhupada and Narada Muni, who is more liberal? Who is more medicine dispenser? Who is more liberal in terms of dispensing medicine? The previous text tells us that we cannot understand the Lord because we are conditioned, we are trapped in this body by free modes of nature. So today's text, the Prabhupada, because of this reason, we don't need to bother ourselves. Just dandavat. TK. So who is most liberal? Narada Muni or Srila Prabhupada? Any thought of it? Okay, you have some thoughts. Can you please give her the microphone so the others can benefit from her contribution to the question? Thank you. Narada Muni gave a course, and this course was a duration of 100 years or so. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, because Krishna to understand is very difficult. We just have to pay obeisance. That's all. But the point is this: how often do we pay this obeisance? With what intention do we pay obeisance? Because when we pay obeisance to superiors, in either, whether we are paying obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, to the authors, the personality to whom we pay the obeisance to should manifest in our heart. The picture of him should manifest in our heart. Obeisance is not simply, the normal understanding of it, a sense of, dependency on authority. Obeisance has small values. We go into that. For us to be able to, cover today's topic, which a little complex is there in the purpose, because we see from the purpose there, Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, it is better for us to acknowledge that he is everything and offer our respectful obeisances unto us, unto his lotus feet. So God is everything. Yes, that is acknowledged. God is everything. But there are some certain questions that may arise. That is it really true that God is everything? Okay, take for instance, let me give a perspective on this before we move forward further. We all here, we wear chapel, right? Chapel. Slippers, whether we wear chapel in the vehicle, in the rickshaw, wherever it may be, we walk with it to the temple. As soon as we come to the temple, we pull it somewhere. Or, no, God first. You know, we put some here, some there, God first. So that chapel that we pull off here and there, is God in it? Is it God? Is it God? Because God is in everything, right? So is God in it? You get the question? You get the light? Huh? Is God in that chapel? Huh? Is God in it? So I want you to think about this in a short time. It's a philosophical question. Don't think about, you know me, think about the question. Is God in that chapel? Because we said, no, God first, we throw our chapel here and there. So is God in that chapel? So it's a philosophical, you know, question, and I want you all to also think about it. It is true, God is in everything. But is God in there? Everything is in God. Is God there? Or is it different from, is different from God? Maybe most of you have not think about this before, but I leave the thought for you to think about. God is in everything was first of all raised by one Jewish philosopher, Spinoza. He said everything has God, everything is in God. And he was excommunicated. But here in our tradition, we acknowledge that God is in everything. Even materially, I said, a single tree cannot make a forest. A string of the harmonium cannot make a music. You have more. This is material understanding. A single tree cannot make a forest. What does it mean? God has multifarious energy. And we refer that in, you know, ontological world as Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. When Arayakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, is that your Lord in the pillar? Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. What happened? And he struck the pillar. And the Lord comes at him. So it is true that the Lord is in everything. But we need a purified consciousness to understand that the Lord is in everything. Especially this session we are, if we don't have proper purified consciousness, it may be very difficult for us to get the impulse, or the essence of the message. For instance, in the previous verse, which we have read before, when it says that, O Lord, you exist before the creation. This is 32. Therefore, who trapped by a body of material quality in this material world can understand you? We are trapped in this body. How can we understand the Lord? In this text, Vishwananda Chakravarti comments. He said, this is his commentary. Since you are difficult to know, we simply, no, Since you are difficult to know, we simply, that is not his commentary. Okay, yeah, this is his commentary to this particular text 32. He said, you are not perceivable by the intelligent and the senses because they arise from the modes of nature. The Lord is not perceived by the intelligence and the senses, because these all senses come out from the modes of nature. So today's text, all our chariots, they have different commentaries. Even Sanat Goswami explained the sloka in different ways. But Vijwananta Chakravarti Thakur has the intention of the sloka. And what is the intention of the sloka, which I will read for you? Since you are difficult, this is Vijwananta Chakravarti commenting on this sloka. Say, since you are difficult to know, we simply offer our respects to you. That is the intention of this verse. Respectful obeisances. For us to be able to pilot this topic this morning, I have coined out a topic for it. The topic I give to this class, respect, a progressive step towards holistic end. This is my topic this morning. Respect, a progressive step towards holistic end. The concept of obeisance, which the Prabhupada have requested us, we don't need to break our head. There's no need for details. We only need to offer obeisance. How often and with what consciousness do we offer obeisances? How often do we offer obeisances? With what consciousness do we offer obeisance? Respect is very important in spiritual life. In the Mahabharata, when the war was about to begin, both parties have all steadied to begin the war. Yudhishthira stepped down from his chariot. All the brothers, Arjuna, all the brothers, we are all terrified. What is going on? Now we are going to engage in this war. Is this person going for no violence? Is it going to resolve? Is he going for no violence? Is he going to give up the war? Yudhishthira went directly to Bhishma Dev. When he approached Bhishma Dev, as he was walking, progressively, then Arjuna asked Krishna, what is Yudhishthira about to do? Krishna said, watch. So he approached Bhishma Dev. He paid his respectful obeisances. You want to hear what he said? This is what he said. Yudhishthira said, when he pays obeisance, this is what he said. He said, grandfather, Jai Shishi Gonitai ki Jai, Krishna Balaramji ki Jai, Elashama Sunda Lalita Vishakadev ki Jai. Yudhishthira said, grandfather, Now all is certain. Being a satrayer, I cannot avoid it. We are in the unfortunate position. We have to fight. We have to fight you. We want your blessings to ensure victory. Bhima said, "My child, victory is yours. Where there is Dharma, there is Krishna. He is in your side. How victory can go elsewhere? My blessings are always with you." This is your blessings. When we pay obeisances with right intention, we get direction. The concept of obeisances in spiritual life is so important that Yamaraj instructs his dutas. He said, "Bring me 4 persons. Bring me 4 persons." This is Canto 6, Chapter 3, Test 29. Yamaraj is instructing his Yamadutas. 4 persons you should bring for me. Who are they? Those who have not chanted once the name of Krishna. Those who have not chanted once the name of Krishna. Bring those whose mind have not once remembered not Vishnu, not Krishna. Bring those who have not bowed their head, who have not paid their obeisances to the Lord. Bring those who have not done any service to Krishna. So if we are here today, we have not done any service, we might be a candidate of Yamaraj. Somebody may say, this particular text, we are for all Vaishnava, no Vaishnava. But we can be Vaishnava at the same time, be all Vaishnava. If we are devotees and we are still disturbed with I am I, this is mine, that is yours. So who are we then? We are candidates of Yamaraj. The concept of obeisance is a very vital notion in spiritual life. How do we pay obeisance that will really attract the attention of the Lord? Do we pay obeisance one hand at the back, another one? Do we pay obeisance one hand inside? No. Such obeisance is not yet good results. Such obeisance has some implication. Such obeisance has some implications. And what are the implications? The implications is that it's mentioned by Kunti Maharani. These are the reasons why the previous text said we are trapped. We are trapped not just only by the free modes of material natures, but we are trapped by 4 principles. We we will nullify those principles for you in a short time. But before that, let us think about the word trapped. Let us think about that word trapped, because we might hear it from the scriptures. We may not really think deeply in it. What does it really mean to be trapped? To be trapped is not just like somebody in a traffic jam where you have to go a lot of perspiration. No. Understand the constant holistically what it means to be trapped. Chandogya Upanishad tells us, give us a perspective, a good example. He said, when you catch a bird and you put a thread on the bird leg, tie the bird to something. He said, for the past 10, 15 minutes, the bird will do what he can to see that he wants to get loose, get free. But after some time, what happens? When he saw all the attempts, it has no value. It will have to go to one side and surrender. Another good example is the example of true rat. Right? You know rat, right? When you have problem with rat, true rat, and you happen to trap it, you see the same phenomenon. For the next 10, 15 minutes, the rat will struggle like hell to find a way out of the cage. But after some time, he will get exhausted, then surrender. These are deep sense of what it means to be trapped. What have trapped us? What is it that has trapped us? What is it that has trapped us? Yes, the three modes of nature are there. But Kunti Maharani says that there are four things that you all know that has trapped us. The first one here is birth. Bed, having a good bed, coming from aristocratic family. Those who come from such family, I have seen them in this temple. It is very difficult for them to pay obeisance. The least they can do. The second one, opulence. What was the mentality? What has caused Manigriva and Nala Kubela taking calls from Narada Muni? Because of opulence. This is Shastra. But we have a practical example of it. I will just try to shorten that particular story, in order for us to be able to see that we maintain the time. In West Africa, we have, you know, do so many preaching. West Africa, we have Prabhuji here is from West Africa. And Giridhari Puja there is also. Giridhari Puja is like a daughter to Prabhuji. She's from West Africa. Here we have our temple. It's like aristocratic zone. So many good occupational, you know, people, aristocratic people. We have justice of federation, you know, we have some senior advocates, professors, mercantile, you can name it. Different personality, they're all in that zone. That is the area we have our temple. So we are in the temple, we are in between One side, retired magistrate. Another side, a very wealthy mankind. Whenever there is kirtan, this mankind will come to the gate. Boo! Boo! Several times. He have taken the temple, he have sown the temple before to court. But somehow, because everywhere in that area, devotees go, chant Harinam and so on and so forth, distribute books. So somehow the case we stretched out. He did several things to see that we are being kicked out. ISKCON is being kicked out from that quarter. But it never works. And in that quarter where we have our temple, we have, you know, where you have big men, aristocratic men, you have a lot of sense gratification. And these different quarters where sense gratification goes on, devotee goes there, do harinam, distribute books, so on and so forth. So whenever this personality is coming from any of the gratification quarter, and maybe at the hour is coming, devotee, they are already in Mangalarati. He will stop with his entourage, bodyguard. The next thing is to face the gate. This is opulence. Understand that we are not against opulence. Our teaching is not against opulence. Our Acharya texts give us a principle of Yuta Varagya. Let that opulence be used in the service of Krishna. That is where we get the right consciousness to pay obeisance. So, one day, Pyas, Bhakti Dira Damodara have instructed all the devotees that no devotees should play Mridanga high or play Karata high. The sign will be all over the place just to maintain peace. But every now and then this fellow will come because opulence is like intoxication. If that opulence has no connection with Krishna, very intoxicating. So one day, Krishna, being the master planner of all events, he so arranged that this personality, himself and his wife, were only in the house. That day was like a Sunday. We just finished the, you know, our Sunday love feast program. So devotees was taking prasad, so it was towards going towards the night. So devotees were still trying to clean up. So the compound, because we share the same boundary between the fellow's compound and ISKCON temple. So devotees hear unusual noise in the compound. So everybody was thinking, this is not a kind of being attacked. But the noise was like different. So the devotee went to the roof and tried to peep what was going on in the fellow's compound. So they could see that the fellow's sitting room were burning. There was fire. This is Krishna's arrangement. All events, just like Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, saw all Krishna's pastime. Devotee could see. The wife and the husband, they were confused. Confused whether to put the building on the head or to put, you know, different sophisticated cars. How to take them out? The wife run to this way, the husband run to this way. So somehow devotee were able to enter the compound and extinguish the fire. After the fire was extinguished, the wife was crying, the man was also like in a very sober mood. So we are trying to pacify them with philosophy. And this is nature of life. Sometimes such things does happen. So we are all neighbors, we are meant to assist, we are meant to cooperate, live together. So the following day, he brought about three pairs of extinguisher, a kind of appreciation. So the devotee that approached, that he met, said, "No, sir, we have more than, we are even thinking to even give you some of our extinguisher. They are all up to date." So it's like we're pushing, "No, this is for you." So as the conversation we are going on, the devotee, you know, somehow take him to the golden where we have all those things. And he could see that, yes, devotee really have those things. So somehow, he walked along with the devotee again, and they went to the temple. So his intention was, how do I appreciate what you people have done? So the devotee asked him, do you really want to appreciate? He said, yes. So as they were discussing in the temple, different persons were coming, paying obeisance, different persons, black people, Indian, like that. So the devotee is telling, just pay obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. He said, you mean I should? He said, just pay obeisance. That's, everything is solved. Just by paying obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, this turned his entire life. So this is the power of obeisance. For us to be able to overcome these traps that Kunti Dev has mentioned, these four traps: birth, opulence, education, and attractive beauty. Because when we culture, nurture, somehow, these four things, a different mindset will always, you know, come up within us. Do I pay obeisance like this, or pay obeisance like this? So the key note here today, if we really want to have a feeling of what it means to pay obeisance, then we will have to reflect on Vishwananda Chakravarti's Guru Astakam. The last note, which is 8th verse, he talks about 3 junctions. He said, without the medicine of the spiritual master, no one can make progress. Therefore, I should at least 3 times a day offer respectful obeisances to the spiritual master. So, if we have this understanding that 3 times a day I should offer obeisance to the spiritual master, it will be very valuable that thought will also resonate that 3 times a day we offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. We offer obeisance to all the deities. When this obeisance is offered with this intention, as soon as we fall down to offer obeisances, automatically, that personality to whom we offer that obeisance will manifest in our hearts. So, there is power in obeisances. And we should always think about, you know, reflecting on that particular sloka. Yakshya prasada bhagava prasada. Yasya prasadana gidu topi. Dayasto vansa yasya sri sangha. One day guru sri charanaravinda. At least 3 times a day. These should not leave our consciousness. So when we meditate on this verse all the time, we have no other shelter apart from the shelter of the spiritual master, the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Then we are protected. Not just being protected. That enhances us to understand the personality to whom we worship. As Srila Prabhupada has said in today's purpose. He said, instead of trying to understand Krishna in details, it is better to offer respectful obeisance unto him. Just pay your obeisances with the intention that at least 3 times I should always remember my spiritual master. Because through the Guru Parampara, we can actually understand whom we worship and give the right obeisances to the Lord. Well, I won't stress this further because of time. We see the implications of obeisances. Shiva and Daksha, what was their problem? Daksha became offended because he thinks that Shiva didn't offer obeisances to him. Sakti ignited the fire within. Why? Because she noticed that the respect that was supposed to be given to her husband, Shiva, was not given to her, was not given to him. There was no respect to her. So these are demerits of obeisances. So there is power, there is strength in obeisances. But we have to do it with the right consciousness, right mindset. With this, we can derive positive energy to continue our spiritual life. So in summary, and the purpose Srila Prabhupada says as a conclusion, it is better for us to acknowledge that He is everything. Yes, God is everything. We have demonstrated that. Prahlad Maharaj demonstrated this. His father asked, and he shows, yes, he was there. So, let's learn how to offer obeisances, which is one of the limbs of devotional service. Hare Krishna. Question? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Prabhuji is asking this question just to strengthen me. It's not that he don't know. So because of that reason, because of all this different study, these are all detailed study. to energize us, motivate us, enthuse us, understand the different tattoos, connections of how things are related with Krishna. So these studies are nice. Okay. But in a holistic sense, which Srila Prabhupada has given his purpose, is all these things are details. Srila Prabhupada said in his purpose, they are all details. We just simply, it's like this purpose, like a boom, you know, you give somebody a boom. Just like Narada Muni give Nala Kubera, a money giver, a boom, in a form of a cause. So the purpose is like a boon to us, like we asked before. Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada, who is most liberal in times of giving boon? And the lady gave a nice comment. So those things are good. But here Srila Prabhupada tells us that although they are good, but they are details, let us offer obeisance with right attitude, right consciousness. The preacher to whom, the personality to whom we offer that obeisance is, it will manifest in our hearts. That's a great connection. Any more question? Yes. Hare Krishna. Pardon?
How you can understand about Narada Muni?
How we can understand Narada Muni?
Because Prabhupada said that the one who is giving, the one who is giving, everybody is on the same level. So can you explain something about that?
Yes, everybody is on the same level. There is no higher seva, there is no lower seva. What is essential is the consciousness you put in that service. What is your intention? Is your intention to please the Lord? Is your intention to please the Prabhupada? This is what is essential. Not that you clean it. No, there is no small service. There is no big service. Service is service. But the underlying thing is the intention. Is it for the pleasure of the Guru? Is it for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada? Is it for the pleasure of the deities? These are what is essential. Okay? Any question from the ladies? We still have some time. Yeah. The point is that when we offer obeisances to each other, it's not that we are offering obeisances to the body. We offer obeisances to the soul. So, when we offer obeisances, we offer obeisances to the soul. Because Krishna is in everyone. It's in everyone's heart as Parahatma. So that Parahatma is what we offer all obeisances. So if somehow you are very shy, somebody is offering you obeisance, you should not think that he's giving it to me. You should think about the Guru. He's offering obeisance to the Guru. Or he's offering obeisance to Srila Prabhupada in through you or something.
Offering our respect, we might have to offer obeisance, and that cannot
I didn't get the point. Can you say that again? Yeah, this is what we said before. Like, dislike, they are all pertaining to this body. And it's part of what Kunti Dev mentioned. Dislike and Prahlad Maharaj, that section that contained, you know, sociopolitical concepts in Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj did not accept the teaching of Sandanamaka. Why? Because that teaching, you know, claim, this is my brother and this is my enemy. This is my friend, why this is my enemy. So, like and dislike is all pertaining to political view. And why do we have this concept in mind? Because we are still thinking, or we are still nurturing the body. So when we are a little bit elevated in consciousness, we come to that level that no one is my enemy, no one is my friend. We are all made to cooperate, to serve. Cooperation is what we all need. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.